The Second Book of Chronicles, Chapter 1. And Solomon the son of David was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him, and magnified him exceedingly. Then Solomon spoke unto all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and to the judges, and to every governor in all Israel, the heads of the fathers' houses. So Solomon, and all the congregation with him, went to the high place that was at Gibeon, for there was the tabernacle of meeting of God, which Moses the servant of the Lord had made in the wilderness. But the ark of God had David brought up from Kiriath-Jearim to the place which David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Moreover the bronze altar, that Bezaleel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, he put before the tabernacle of the Lord, and Solomon and the congregation sought the Lord there. And Solomon went up there to the bronze altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of meeting, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. In that night did God appear unto Solomon, and said unto him, Ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said unto God, You have shown great mercy unto David my father, and have made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let your promise unto David my father be established, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this your people, that are so great? And God said to Solomon, Because this was in your heart, and you had not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of your enemies, neither yet have asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people, over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge are granted unto you, and I will give you riches, and wealth, and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before you, neither shall there any after you have the like. Then Solomon came from his journey to the high place that was at Gibeon to Jerusalem, from before the tabernacle of meeting, and reigned over Israel. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, which he placed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver and gold at Jerusalem as plentiful as stones, and cedar trees made he as the sycamore trees that are in the lowland for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt, and Ku, the king's merchants received them from Ku at a price. And they acquired and brought forth out of Egypt a chariot for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150, and so brought they out horses for all the kings of the Hittites, and for the kings of Syria, by the merchants.